Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on March 14, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Chanonoka Wande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the diaspora vote.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and on voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about attempts by Zimbabweans living in various countries to vote in the forthcoming general elections.
The Constitutional Court today reserved judgment on an application filed by three Zimbabweans challenging some restrictive provisions of the Electoral Act, which prevent Zimbabwean citizens living outside the country from participating in the country's electoral process.
The hearing of the application follows the granting of an order by Chief Justice Luke Malaba, who in January this year gave the green light to three Zimbabweans living outside the country to file the application on the right to vote.
The applicants are seeking an order to compel the respondents, who include the Minister of Justice and the Zimbabwean Electoral Commission, among others, to facilitate the amendment of the Electoral Act and put appropriate measures so as to enable Zimbabweans living outside the country to participate in the country's electoral process.
To join this show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yewambe mahlabezulu lingalichona njani lapha khona thina lapha ke lo wande siyaphila ye esikubona ke lamhla ukuthi ke idale lomthetho ndaba lihlale phansi bakangela konoku okucelwa ngabantu abafuna ukuthi kuguqulwe umthetho weelectoral law. So umthetho lo ubathi ke uvimba abantu abahlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi bavote kukhetho oluzayo njalo lolunye njalo oluzaphinda lubuye ngesinye isikhathi. So ke bathi ke akumelanga kube njalo ngoba isekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe kuyavuma ukuthi umuntu ungavele ufikise 18 years uvote. So ke bathi lokho kumele kumizwe. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwaba lesinye isinqumo esayenziwayo khona edala lomthetho daba. Lapho ke uhulumende wayekhala khona ngokuthi kenelisi ukuthi ayenze abantu bevote endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Let's say Australia, Britain, America, lamanye amazwe. So bathi abala capacity ngesikhiwa ukuthi bakwenze khonoko. So ke sifisa ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhona okwenzakalayo. So ke nxa sokubuya ngakhona isinqumo esiyenziwa constitutional court kukhanya ngazani kwathatha nje okwesikhatshana babe sebesethula abakwethulayo. Ye kunjalo kufoto.
Ndipo dwe makadini kwa. Nasi tinenya ya yuma tarezi mosha kwanga kuine kuchinzukanya ya ikuti vana veZimbabwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kweZimbabwe zvibvumidzwe kana kuti zvipanise kuvhotawo zvinoita vamwe gore rino. Dare rati ranzwa zvose zvanga zvitaurwa nemakurukota namagweta Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights rikanzwawo zvaya zvanga zvitaurwawo nehurumende vachibva vatiwo vachati votaura mutongo wavo kwapera mazuva akati tinongomirira kuti tinzwe kuti vanozotaura zvirini. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekungoti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kweZimbabwe zvikwanisevo kukwanisa kuvhota zvinoita vamwe. Nyaya iyi yakavuyiswa kudare reZimosva nevanhu vatatu vanogara kunze kweZimbabwe vanoda kuona kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vari kunze kweZimbabwe vanokwanisa kuenda kunovota. Saka tinongomirira kuti tinzwe kuti arere mhosva iri richapa judgment yavo riini yekuti zvichaitika here kana kuti kwete vanhu vagozotanga kumanya manya zvino vogadzirisa mitemo nezvimwe zvese zvinoda kuitwa zvinofanira kuitwa kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakwanisewo kuzovhota. Ibasa guru richatora nguva asi tongomirira kuti tione kuti Concord inoti chinyi pamusoro penyaya iyi dure.
Yeah, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Miss Belinda Chinowawa. She is affiliated to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Women Rights. Miss Chinowawa, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us what transpired in court today?
What happened in court today was that the full bench of the Constitutional Court heard arguments on whether or not Zimbabweans were living and working are entitled to vote, regardless of the provisions of the Electoral Act, which do not allow them to vote, because if you've been absent from your constituency for more than 12 months, you're not registered on the roll for that constituency. So the court heard arguments from Advocate Thabani Mpofu, who was representing Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the Southern African Litigation Center on behalf of Gabriel Shumba and two other Zimbabweans abroad, as well as from the State Council.
So looking at the Electoral Act, which provision are these guys actually challenging?
So they're challenging Section 23 of the Electoral Act. That's the one which says if you're not registered and continuously for more than 12 months, you can no longer be registered on the voters' roll for that particular constituency. They're also challenging Section 72, because Section 72 allows people on government servers who are working abroad to be able to vote in an election through the postal vote. So what the applicants are saying is that if there can be a postal vote for those on government service, but not for any other Zimbabweans abroad, then that amounts to discrimination because they're all equally Zimbabwean citizens.
And what about the constitution itself? When you just oppose the constitution with the Electoral Act, does it go in line with each other?
So that's the argument which we are advancing. We should say that the Constitution protects the right to vote for all Zimbabwean citizens above the age of 18 years. Whatever restrictions are imposed on Zimbabweans above the age of 18 should be in line with the Constitution. So what we're saying is that Section 72 of the Electoral Act and Section 23 of the Electoral Act are not consistent with the provisions of Section 67 and Section 56 of the Constitution as read with the fourth schedule. So we don't know what the court is going to say, but that's what we've been arguing. That's the argument we've been advancing, that it's unconstitutional to not allow Zimbabwean citizens, wherever they may be, to participate in electoral processes.
And we know that there's a previous judgment. Did you take into account that? Because the
if we took it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If we did take that into account, that's the Bukai Beni judgment. There are actually two judgments of the Supreme Court, as it was then, on the issue of external voting. The first is the Mazongo case, the 2005 case, and there's the Bukai Beni case, which is the 2013 case. But all those cases were decided on the basis of the old constitution, which didn't have the right to vote, caste, or political rights enshrined in the same way that has been enshrined in this constitution. So I think we can distinguish those cases and say we've made a break with the past by coming up with a new constitution that protects the right.
How much work needs to be done on the constitution itself should the court decide that Zimbabweans outside the country should be allowed to vote? How much work needs to be done on the constitution to fall in line with that kind of judgment?
Well, if the Constitutional Court decides that Zimbabweans abroad can vote, then it means that they found something in the Constitution that supports that right. So there won't be any work that needs to be done. It'll seem on the Constitution. It will not be up to YEC to tell us what kind of machinery they're going to put in place to give effect to that judgment, should the court find in our favor.
I think you can make a follow-up question in Shona. Maybe talk to her in Shona.
Parizvino hatisati taziva kuti vachataura riini zvavanenge vafunga pamusoro penyaya iyi. Saka parizvi hapana zvokuita kunze kwokungomira kuti vadzoke vagotaura kuti tava nezvimwe zvatokwanisa kutaura. Hapana chimwe chinofanira kuitwa iko zvino izvi.
Ya parizvino tangomira kudare vichidadzira kutaura kuti vabuda nemutongo upi. Tingomira hapana zvimwe zvichakwanisa kuitwa iko zvino because tangomira kuti koti itiudze kuti ya. Ona here zvakakodzera in terms of the constitution kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakwanise kuvhota.
Kana makatarisavo nguva yasara kuti sarudzo iitwe munoona sekuti pane nguva yakakwana here kuti zvese zviitike vagoita aya anonzi malogistics kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakwanise kuvhota. Munoona sekuti pane nguva yekuti zvese zvingaitwa vanhu vakakwanisa kuvhota kana dare Concord ichinge yabvuma?
Yeah, izvozvo teta kumira kuti zveke tiudze kuti zvinokwanisa kuitika here kana kuti hazvikwanisiki because ndakagara panapa handizivi kuti zvinoda mari yakawanda sei, zvinoda chimwe chii kuti zviitike. Saka vezek vanoze kuona kuti taurira kana dare rawana kuti zvosho vanhu vanokwanisa kuvhota zek ndinoze kuona kutiudza kuti chii chinofanira kuitika.
Asi
chinotora nguva yakareba se.
Asi kuchinja mazuva esarudzo hazvikwanisike
in terms of the constitution. Kana nguva yakwana yekuti sarudzo itwe nguva inenge yakwana, zvino pane maprocedures akatiwa ne anodikanwa kuti zvichinjike. Hazvikwanisi kuchinjika kana time yacho yarait yava right. But I think zek ndo inogona kuzotudza kuti zvinokwanisika here. Kana zvisingakwanisiki vanenge vakuzogonawo kuenda kudare vachiita maybe chikumbiro chekuti zvivigwa ichitenda kune imwe election zve zvako avari kuti vanoti vangaita se.
Tichadzoka pamuri iko zvino izvi muchinguva chishomanana. Mr. Dube, there is nothing to do now but to wait for the court to the judgment, the Concord to say what they've decided, and no one knows when that is going to be. And only after that judgment comes will people be able to move forward or make suggestions about which way forward.
Yes, ndamuzwa kakhulu lapha ke unkosazana Belinda Chinowawa ekhuluma lapha ngweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Siyawazi iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights yiyo emele abantu bafuna ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe zivote kwele Zimbabwe kukhetho oluzayo. Lapha kukhulumayo ukuthi ke bahlale phansi bahluzahluza udaba lolu khona ngale ke e-constitutional court kodwa abakaphumi lesinqumo sokuthi kumele kwenziweni. Uthi okwamanje bazamelela baze bebona ukuthi kuya ngaphi. So for those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about attempts by Zimbabweans living in various countries to vote in the forthcoming elections. And our guest tonight is Ms. Belinda Chinowawa of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. And we also have another second guest, that is Mr. Vogani Moyo, a Zimbabwean living in USA, that is Dallas, Texas. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Siyabona lapha ke ukuthi umthethwandaba uhlale phansi lapha sikhuluma ke nge-constitutional court. Kodwa kawaphumile isinqumo sokuthi kumele kwenziweni ngokuthi abantu bavote ukhetho oluzayo. So ke ungathini khonapho ngokungani kwenzakale e-court khona ngani?
I think in fairness into ukukhangela ukuhamba kwe-court nxa bona amagqwetha bebona ingani kuhambe kuhle ama-arguments angena kuhle kungaba kuhle nje ukuthi sibamelele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bathini. Into nje luhlupho ukuthi kuzwakala banikanga isikhathi ukuthi baphenduka nini le answer. So the fact ukuthi bakukhangela, I think it's a positive thing. We can build on that. Maybe ama organizations or labantu nje abangathi benefit from this sonke nje siphakathi kuhamba sokufuna nje ukuthi sihlale nje silungiselele ukuthi into engenzakala le ukuthi singavota.
Zingathi kuqatheke kanganani moya ukuthi linehlale emazweni livote ukukhetho lwenu?
Angithi njengoba lathi singama Zimbabweans kuhle ukuthi lathi sibe the 2 cents yet. That's what is fake. As a good kumbulayo, what is really humming in the Emijan. I need to Katesi, abantu kudiaspora, siya support kakhulu izinto ezenzakala ekhaya, ukuthumeza izimali, izinto ezinjalo. So kungaba kuhle ukuthi lathi sibe le say ukuthi izinto zihamba njani ekhaya.
So ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke, what Mr. Afghan Moyo is saying is that you know, people have to wait and see what is going to happen, and he says it's pretty important that the Constitutional Court is actually handling this case. So he's happy about that, and he says it's a very, very positive thing. But he says it's not known what is going to happen, but people need to be patient. And for him to vote, you know, is very critical because there are so many Zimbabweans that are sending money back home for various reasons. So these remittances are actually propping up maybe the Zimbabwean economy. Maybe we can go back to our first guest, that is Belinda Chinowawa.
Tandiyoda kusivaze ndisho kuti kana mambotaura nenyaya yevanoshanda muhurumende kuti vanokwanisa kuvhota vakagadzirirwa kuti vakwanise kuvhota kunyika kwavanenge vari ikoko, siyano yacho iri papi? What is the difference kuti unoshanda mugovernment, unoshanda kuembassy asi unovhota? Iwewe unogara nomunhu anoshanda kuembassy asi haushandi kuembassy, haukwanisi kuvhota. Siyano yacho iyoyo yakamira sei mumutemo?
Okay, siyano yacho iyoyo ndoyezvinhu zvatisho kuti kudare hazvisipa hazvivitani muconstitution izvozvo izvozvo. Just because we don't govern service, as we have been trying to see among my rights, as among my Zimbabwean citizens, wherever they may be. So it's also in the way to say that I could come out with any speaker with our radical coalition government, come to talk about what I was talking about, then it could be anyone, and it could have been a phone call to vote on that same way, because if it's my Zimbabwean citizens, the Panama citizens are more equal than none. This is one of the things that I'm saying.
Iyo hurumende ino munoona sekuti hurumende inozvifarira here izvi, nokuti pana vamwe vanga vanombotaura vachiti zvanzi vanhu vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vakatiza hurumende munyika mavo, saka kana vakabvumirwa kuvhota havazovhotere hurumende iyoyo. Saka hurumende inoda kuramba kuti vanhu vari kunze vavhote. Munoona sekuti mune chokwadi munyaya iyi?
Ipapo handizi hanu, ndokunongotaura pane zvavakaisa mapepa avo kudare. Mapepa avo kudare vakati ivo vanhu vanenge vachishandira hurumende vanenge vari panational duty. Saka vakasiyana nevanhu vanongobudawo munyika vedu for nyaya dzeti, nyaya dzeeconomic, nyaya dzeresocial, nyaya dzeripolitical dzemudzenguva avo vakasarudza vega kuti vapedze. But ivaona kuti ivo vanenge vakabuda vachishandira hurumende vari panational duty, saka vakwani hazvina kufanira kuti vaitwe penalized for kushandira nyika yavo iza vataura mumapepa avo izvozvo.
The issue of government employees scattered around the world being able to vote through what the government has set up at the embassies. Ms. Nowawa is saying that government employees have no more rights than any other person, and that is exactly what they are trying to ensure, that the government extends the same rights to everybody else who is outside. But she also mentions that the government on its part is saying that those who are working for the government outside Zimbabwe are on national duty. So in a way, the government says they are responsible for upholding those people's rights to vote. So they make those provisions for those people who are on national duty, but not for people who just go outside the country on their own accord.
This reminds me of an election that is going on, you know, in Pennsylvania, where there are some postal votes from the members of the army,
postal votes from
common people. So
exactly.
Meaning that you can vote wherever you are, and those kind of things.
They haven't finished counting, because some of the votes from the military have not yet arrived, and there are less than 100 of them.
Which could be very critical.
Very critical,
So now we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Believe Kaule. Mr. Philip Gaule is a ZANU-PF activist. He's based in Cholocho. Mr. Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibson. How are you, my brother, today?
No, very fine. So tell us briefly about, how ZANU-PF is feeling about this case that is ongoing in the Constitutional Court. We know that there are some people who want to vote in the forthcoming general elections, and they are based outside Zimbabwe. So how is ZANU-PF feeling about all this?
Yeah, but I would want to say my views on that matter.
Yes.
I think what is important is for us to take into consideration the political situation that is prevailing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That, as these other countries are saying, it's still causing sanctions on our country, and it's unfair, really, again, to push the agenda of this gap for our vote at the moment. When can we, first of all, shove this matter of the diaspora vote? Go through we have our elections, peaceful elections, as you are saying, and then thereafter, when things are settled, then we can then talk about the diaspora vote. I think because it is enshrined in the constitution, it is right for everyone to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And but then, if it is our government is poor, we don't have money to fund some of these programs. And that is why we always say, and we level the ground as well, so that we are all advantaged by the same environment.
Mm-hmm.
But it is appears if the environment favors other people better than the ZANU-PF, other parties better than the ZANU-PF. Because the diaspora vote, as you can see, the people are always singing that song, that that they are totally against our government, our party. And this is exactly what my fear is.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we, first of all, remove the sanctions and normalize the situation and that condition environment? Then we can talk of the diaspora for then there. But at the moment, I think it's better serve that. And because the advantages other people and the disadvantages other people, the other party isn't there.
Right, I think just hold on there. Let's have Mr. Afghani Moyo reacting to what you're saying. Mr. Moyo, can you react immediately to what Mr. Kaule is saying?
Yes. I think we need to remember this is an election, Zimbabwean election, not a party election. So, and the Constitution, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but the Constitution does not say that an election is to be held when the party in power thinks it's going to win for whatever reason.
Mm.
So an argument that suggests that there could be a disadvantage for one party over another cannot hold water, because somebody can also say ZANU-PF has an advantage because they hold all the institutions of power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an argument that should be coming in. I think the main argument should be we are Zimbabweans. Once it's established that we're Zimbabweans,
mm-hmm.
why should any Zimbabwean be stopped from voting regardless of where they live?
Mm. Mm. Mr. Noah, the talk about the in the history of our nation, even before independence, did we at any time have provisions that assisted people from our country to vote? Or this is something that we, after independence, are fighting for?
Because I have not looked at the Rhodesian constitution to see whether it had such provisions.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak to the Lancaster House constitution and the current constitution
mm-hmm.
to state definitively that it has never been possible for people, except those on government service, to participate in elections or referenda from outside the country. The right has only been extended to those on government service. Mm.
Do you think that the government, if we want to look at the situation from the other side, given the number of Zimbabweans outside the country, literally just in about every country on earth, Do you think that the government could be able financially to undertake such a mammoth task in defense of its people's rights? Do you think it is possible?
Well, there are many models that we could come up with. Mm. We could do what was done in the Kenyan election, for instance, where initially we progressively realized the right. So at the outset, we could say, for this election, we're only able to cover those that are in Southern Africa. Mm-hmm. And then for the next election, they extend it to all parts of Africa. And then progressively, Zimbabweans everywhere, wherever there's a Zimbabwean consulate, should be able to participate in elections. So there are many models that they could adopt for to realize that, right? So it doesn't have to be, you know, that as cumbersome as, you know, people want to make it out. And if postal votes can be counted from anywhere in the world, as long as it's a diplomatic mission where Zimbabweans and Foreign Service are able to cast their ballots, then equally, I don't see how a postal ballot cannot be extended to everybody else across the world who is a Zimbabwean citizen.
Ms. Nawawa here is saying that as far as she knows, she can only go as far back as the Lancaster House Agreement, mm-hmm. But even then, the issue was mm-hmm. basically for the government employees to be afforded the opportunity to vote. Mm-hmm. But she also says that if tikatarisa nyaya ye mari kuti hurumende ingakwanisa here kuita izvi. Vanoti zvinogona kudaro nokuti vanhu vanenge vachinovhota kuma embassy and mavotes anogona kungoverengwa kuembassy ikoko ndozvinoitwa nedzimwe nyika dzakawanda. Achiti pane nzira dzakawanda dzinogona kushandiswa kuti vanhu vakwanise kuvhota mm-hmm. kunyika dzavanenge vari.
I think we are joined by our fourth guest, and that is Mr. Dan Moyo, who is the chairperson of the MTC T province in USA. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mr. Dube, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Sachanga sindivele lapha umzwile ubaba ugawule khuluma lapha sithi lokho kwe diaspora vote kalani likipe ama sanctions awuhlumpendile kona.
Ama sanctions have nothing to do labantu bezimbabwe abaku diaspora. So I think umuntu lo othi yena ama-sanctions kumele alinkwe lama-Zimbabweans kwaku-diaspora, I think u-misguided, ngoba eqinisweni abantu abangaphandle have really nothing to do with ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions are between i-government ye-America labantu abase-Zimbabwe ebabona beqhubeka ngokucindezela abantu, okufana lakho khona lokho okwalisa abantu ukuthi babe lelungelo labo lokuvota.
Yeah, so wena ngubona kwakho ubona ngani kungathiwa sokumele livote lizimisele ukuthi lide livote kusasa kumbe kuyahamba njani? Ubonani kungaphathwa njani kona?
Well, kulama-processes obviously okumele ayenziwe ngoba kumele abantu bakwazi ukuregister, and I think it's lama-embassy lama-consulates lapha aweZimbabwe ngisho lapha e-America, and I'm sure lase UK, Australia, le South Africa lapho okulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe khona ikhona akhona ama embassies lama consulate offices abantu abangahamba bayo register khona, and then bese kusiba lesikhathi sokuthi ngesikhathi sokuvota sibekwazi ukuthi lathi sihambe siyovota.
Yeah, so ke sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. Baba Gawule, sicela umpenduleko lapho umoya uthi hayi phela into zama sanctions lezi kwakhangelwa kwacubungulwa kwabonakala ukuthi kulabantu abancindezela abanye eZimbabwe yinkoko lama sanctions afakelwanga ilizwe leZimbabwe. So uthi khonapho kungani ujayiganga kancane ngokutsho kwakho umoya.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu umbono omhle kakhulu nalowo ukuthi abantu bamele bebele nelilungelo labo lokuvota, kodwa noma bengaphi kithi. Kodwa-ke okuqakathekile kithi ukuthi sikhangele phela singalibali ukuthi nxa vele sikhuluma ngama-sanctions ana la abantu bonabo bahlezi amazweni nalana ayiyo asiyimpozela ama-sanctions. Indawo kungasuswa ama-sanctions kuele indawo yakhona nje kuncedisele uhulumende lolaya athuthuke sinjalo masekusena ama-sanctions singalawo ezokusenza ilungelo lokuthi
noma umuntu kambe sho ungathi umuntu ehlala emzini olwalayo egcinakale kuhle khona ngale olwalayo okulwisayo ngapha kambe ungathi konke akunethwa ngaba yinto eright kona bona ngani kulokunye kulahlekayo kona bonke asikhangeleni kakhulu ukuthi si create that environment evumayo ukuthi abantu abangapho ekudiaspora kube njengayizolo ukuthi abantu babezihambela ngokuthanda athi abantu babeshikela babebale kumumulo omubi okhretheke izolo lokho abantu bana bana babecreate ababeshike khona abaningi bakhona bekhona ngayo hayi lakathesi kunjalo kungakatshintshi izinto zingakaguquki zinje ungakhangela vele umumi wabo awukabi muhle ukuthi bathi mna abantu abakhangela umumi wezimbabwe bethi hayi ihulumende yezimbabwe le ekhona lakathesi ungakhangela uhluzwe nxa bekhuluma ukuthi lakathesi balokhu beyahlala be-athathe ihulumende le ukuthi abalandlela ukuthi ngancedisa njani ukuthi kususwe ama-sanctions kwenziwe ezinye izinto ukuthi kubolekwe izimali ngabo-world bank labo-i m f ilizwe lethuthu abalakho khonokho babelokuthi lokwenziwe kuhle abakuboni yinto ehluphayo nalabo bendingama-amerika kalungathikhangela kathesi ukuthi wenziweni kathesi umsebenzi owenziwe ngumnanti abona abawuboni vele lezi indlela balokuthi ama-sanctions plus 1 year hayi hayi sikhulu
Hi, Charles. Our colleague still won't be coming up. So, what Mr. Tenmoy said was, the sanctions issue is not an issue at all. That was raised by Mr. Kaole. But Mr. Kaole is insisting and saying the sanctions are problematic. You know, he says that Zimbabweans, some Zimbabweans living in the diaspora, are always calling for more sanctions. So he says, if that's the case, so you guys you can vote. So I think he says at the end of the day, people must canvass for better things for Zimbabwe rather than to call for sanctions. So maybe we can go to Mr. Vugani Moyo and maybe pose another question there.
Mr. Moyo.
Yeah.
Nyaya ma sanctions hayo yango pinda zwe panyaya pana basi inenge yakaita sokuti I see mu area ma trikuda. Vagaule vambotaura futi nenyaya yekuti fansi hurumende haifari inotya actually vashandisa kwedze kuti inodotya vanhu vari kudiaspora kuti haivasapoti imi munofunga kana vanhu vachida marights avo zvine basa kuti ndinosapota hurumende here kana kuti kwete marights angu nyangwe pasina hurumende yandinosapota nyaya yemarights ingagona kuiswa kubatanidzwa here nenyaya yokusapota hurumende inenge iri ichitonga.
I think you can respond in English, Mr. Mr. Moyo.
Oh.
I know that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you can pose the question very short.
Yeah. Are you there, Mr. Moyo? I'll repeat my question quickly in English. Yes. Do you think that the issue of supporting a particular government is anything to do with the individual rights of a person?
I don't believe that the it should be so. And consider this also. The reason that there may be sanctions are there, one of the reasons there are sanctions on Zimbabwe or some individual in Zimbabwe is because of this very reasoning that says the other countries need to do something first before Zimbabwe will do something. In the meantime, they reduce or take away people's rights. That's one of the root causes of a lot of the sanctions. So, to the point that was made earlier to say, why don't these countries remove sanctions first and then Zimbabweans will get the diasporas, will get a vote? I think it should be the other way around. The reason there are sanctions is because Zimbabwe first did some things that were not in agreement with other people, other countries. So if Zimbabwe doesn't want sanctions, Zimbabwe needs to make the first move. It would be a great idea for Zimbabwe to make the first move and say, okay, we are letting the people in the diaspora vote. That could also send a message to the other countries to say, well, no, Zimbabwe is now doing things a little differently. So maybe let's lift the sanctions. but to have the other countries effectively reward an argument that says, I will take away my people's rights as long as you guys don't do this, that, and the other. Basically holding your own people to ransom. I don't think it's an argument that that holds much water in any other consideration in life.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Let's go back to Belinda Chinowawa. I know that she's busy, so we're going to pose maybe one last question to you before you leave. So now, tell us, what do you think is going to be the outcome of the court? You know, in this case is very, it's a very dicey case, I know. But do you think that is going to be positive or negative on your side?
It's very hard to say, and we can only wait for the court to come up with a determination.
And when you make some of these kind of inferences to what these guys submitted, to what you submitted yourselves, do you think that maybe you are going to win? Definitely, I think you've got that positive mind, right?
No, I really can't. I can only wait for the court to make a determination. As an officer of the court, it wouldn't really be right for me to speculate as to what the court may or may not say. So, we can only really wait.
And if it is negative, I guess that you're going to challenge the outcome, right? Usually you do that. So,
the Constitutional Court is the highest court in the land, so there is no further appeal from
definitely.
The judgment of the Constitutional Court.
Definitely. Thank you so much, and wish you well. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And good luck.
Thank you so much.
There she goes, and she's saying you can't challenge what the Constitutional Court would have said, because that's the last court of appeal.
The last chance, yeah.
So, unless you go to the president, right? Maybe he can't even do it. So now it's good that she was around and she's resting at the moment. So let's go to Mr. Philip Kaule. Baba Kaule, kwakhanya sibili ukuthi lapha izano ichalo uvalo unyomali sayo. Nxa ukuthi abantu be diaspora bangavota. So ke nje uba kunjalo Baba Kaule. Kungathwa yes, kumele bevote. Lahle faint phela.
Hayi, akunakufeyinta kids, akunakufeyinta sibili. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo kids, ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-court nxa isitsho njalo thina, ihulumende phela yiyo emele, anti imithetho leyo kumele silandele imithetho ethulwa ngama-court ethu. Kuyabe siyakulandela kunjalo. Kodwa kokusalayo ukuthi siyabe sesidlalela egroundini, abanye begqoke ama-shooters, abanye begqoke behamba sidlala ngenyawo. Siyabe sidlala ngenyawo, abanye begqoke ama-shooters. Ngenxa yokuthi nxa sokusenziwa njalo, anti umumulwane ongale ngaphandle. Abantu liyawubona ukuthi umumo wakho uminjani. Ungebulela abanye abantu abathi sathi ama-sanctions asale lokho bekhona, kodwa kule kukhulwa ama-sanctions, kukhulwa ama-sanctions. Hayi, asikhipheni ama-sanctions. Bese sibona ukuthi ngiyacabanga ukuthi sikhulumi lapho sithe thina, sikhulumi ngathi hayi indaba yama-sanctions sibiye, indaba kodwa imele ibiye ekuqineni. Hayi, mina ngiyathaba kakhulu ukuze umuntu wethu njalo ophikisana lami. Ngiyakodwa mina ngithi hayi, ibuye ekuqaliseni, ilungiswe yona kuqala. Isi-create that i-environment enhle. Bese sidlala sonke ibhora sigqoke ama-shooters endaweni edlalekayo nxa kumbe ila meva sonke singahlatshwa. But okwakathi engithanda ukuthi ngikutshe ukuthi hayi, siyakwamukela konke kuyakuthulwa ngumakhot, siyakwamukela, uhulumente uzakwamukela kunjalo, vela kunanye indlela kuzadimela ngayo. Kodwa kuyabe sokungani sokufaka abanye abantu ku-advantage than emumeni okhona esiwukhangeleyo ukuthi hayi, sifuna abantu laba bathi amazwe la ancedisane lathi wase sicreate i-environment enhle ukuthi kwenza i-business ababuye sisenze lathi lenze engabele ukuthi function iya function yelawana abantu yawo le nto enhle kids sure mina ngakhangela phela isukuthi ama-parties onke lala even i-MDC la abe le nto enhle mina ngami ngithi ukuthi hayi into leyo enhle sure lanapha into enhle ezana bengakubona ngale yedwa yonke into yabona imbimbimbimbi kodwa la uyakubona kids hayi sikho kona siyakuvuma nje ukuthi kodwa akula nto esingayitsho bani.
Mm-hmm. So what Mr. Kaule is saying is that, you know, they will welcome the outcome of the court. You know, if ever the court says, yes, people in the diaspora should vote. So he says, so be it. But then he says it will put parties like the MDC and others at an advantage, you know, compared to what ZANU-PF will be experiencing. So he says it will put MDC and other parties ahead of ZANU-PF. So he says, you know, the major problem is some people tend to oppose and oppose and oppose every time anything that is done by ZANU-PF.
Right.
So he's not happy. Yeah. So what do we have?
Tonight, Mr. Boniface Matiza, South Africa. I'm going to put it on my Boniface.
Magadi,
eh? Aiwa, nani? Ndi moda kuvota kamusiri ku Zimbabwe.
Aiwa, baba, tinoda kuvota nyange tisiri ku Zimbabwe tati. Zvandaida kuti nditaure ndinopesana na baba avo vagamuda. Nyaya iri apa ndiri kuti vanhu vese vanobva ku Zimbabwe hazvirevi kuti vari agenesi kugavhumenti. Chinoita kuti vanhu vabve kuZimbabwe chakasiyana siyana. Umwe akabva kuZimbabwe akadzidza kuno akapedza chikoro chake akawana basa kuno. Saka ikodzero yake yekuti aende andovhota. Hakusi kuti ari against the government asi kuti kuZimbabwe hakuna mabasa. Avo Mr. Gabulari ngavaudze government yavo ivhure maindastry. Kana maindastry akavhurwa mwana wese weZimbabwe anoenda kuZimbabwe. Chachatavhota. Kune varume ava vakavhara maindastry vachiitira kuti munhu wese achizomunyika vagosara vachidominate vari voga. Saka izvinoti zvemusei ndikoona vari kutaura kuti kana makota akati vanhu avari mudiaspora ngavavhote vanoti isusu taane mashuta ndiwoane bhuti patina napari zvino ivozvaane mashuta atinateka mashuta tine bhuti saka that gam is not fair. Ngavatendere vana vari kunze kwenyika vavhote vavhote mangati vese vavhote vachavhotera maopositiro kutega mavhotera nezanupf yacho uri kutaona. And then
Mr. Matiza is saying that Mr. Haule is, a little bit misinformed because he's saying that not every person in the diaspora is against the government, which is quite true. But he's saying that people are in the diaspora because there are no jobs in Zimbabwe. If the industry is resuscitated, we will see a lot of people trekking back to Zimbabwe because they are out of the country to look for jobs that are not available back in Zimbabwe. So he is urging that the government should allow people in the diaspora to vote because you cannot judge their allegiance based on where they are. Not everyone in the diaspora is against the government, and some of these people are going to vote for ZANU-PF.
Yeah. Mr. Den Moyo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So Mr. Moyo, I think here Mr. Kaula may be having a point. Can you vote for ZANU-PF? No, you can't because you're MTC. But can people in the diaspora really vote for ZANU-PF? That's a big question, I think.
I think it's all based on individual rights. Everyone has a right. That's why it is a secret ballot. But I think we are deviating from the core issue at hand here. One of Zimbabwe's problems is that of not following the rule of law. We have a constitution right now that clearly says that every Zimbabwean has a right to vote. Why is it that we don't just follow what our constitution says and allow Zimbabweans to vote rather than put conditions on something that is a law as per our constitution? Part of the problem we have with countries like America is that we don't even follow our own laws. And they really would want us to see us follow the rule of law first and foremost, before they can even consider lifting the sanctions that they've imposed on certain individuals. So I think Mr. Kaula needs to understand that before you can start put conditions on something of a legal nature, why don't you first follow the rule as stipulated in the Constitution before you can make arguments about and put conditions onto that?
Mr. Moyo, as a political party, how much further are you willing to fight if the judgment comes back negative? do you as a political party have any intentions of this, starting this fight all over again?
Oh, most definitely. Because at the end of the day, the will of the people needs to be pursued. This is an issue that we've been fighting for a very long time, to the point where the constitution was amended to accommodate dual citizenship. It's been a fight, and we will continue until all Zimbabweans are free to choose leaders of their own choice.
Yeah, Mr. Duwe.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, I think you are hearing what Mr. Moy is saying. You know, he says basically what people always do when they are voting, they know what to vote for, and in most cases your vote is a secret, and you can't judge a person by just looking at him and say Gibbs can vote for the National Republic Party of Zimbabwe or whatever, Botswana, whatever, you know. So why should ZANU-PF have this kind of thinking that people in the diaspora will not necessarily vote for ZANU-PF? Is there any basis or research that was conducted?
What I can say, it's my opinion. I'm of the opinion that at times some of these things, you know, when they happen, they influence even that influence to our Zimbabwe people who are out there in the diaspora is created by those people that feed them, that do all sorts of things for them, that they feel is good for them. But then what I feel is that the issue of sanctions cannot be avoided. And we cannot avoid the issue of sanctions at the moment, and it cannot be ignored even then. And because it is really important, really, to put into consideration that we are struggling some of these things because of a situation what we find ourselves in. But at the same time, let's create that conducive atmosphere. Let's create that conducive. I'll keep on repeating this to say it's a football team that is playing football, soccer. Others are putting on boots. The other are barefooted. It's unfair. Let's all put on wear shooters and play the game, and the results are going to be, you know, then in that order, no one will complain at the end of the day. This is my feeling anyway.
Mr. Fugani Moyo, I think we've got a different feeling from Mr. Kaule, but basically, people in the diaspora tend to be sending a lot of money home. And do you think that money is important in terms of democracy? You know, when you talk of democracy, you talk of participatory democracy in Zimbabwe right now. You talk of parliamentary democracy in Zimbabwe right now. So what influence do want to have, you know, in terms of how Zimbabwe is governed?
Well, I think one of the points, one of the things to recognize is the constitutional right for Zimbabweans to vote does not depend on whether they are sending money or they are living here or there. Mm-hmm. It does not depend on that. So I think we can have a discussion about the importance of sanctions or the lack thereof. But the issue here is, are we following the laws that are in the books? Are we or are we not? Now, why would the Zimbabwean government, because they see a disadvantage, what they view is a disadvantage in terms of voting, why would they then want to remove the rights and still think that it's correct? Okay. And one and two, if the Zimbabwean government thinks that the diaspora is against them, my question would be, what has the Zimbabwean government done to campaign and try and win the diaspora vote? And then the other part is, the Zimbabwean government has not, as far as I'm aware, had any sanctions or banned the coming in of the diaspora dollars. It looks like the diaspora is favorable in one way and not another. And when this discussion is had, which I think, by the way, is irrelevant to the whole idea of voting rights, but since it's brought up, I think it's not argued even correctly. Because if you're going to say we don't want anything to do with the diaspora, well, why don't you make it everything, including the diaspora dollar? Let's ban all the diaspora dollar from coming into the Zimbabwe, into Zimbabwe, if you feel that way about the diaspora. But if you don't, I think you want to bring everything to the table. And as to the funding of elections, yes, the resources may be not where they can be. But, you know, the same diaspora can mobilize resources to make that work, not just in the diaspora, but also in Zimbabwe. So what has the government done on their part to try and bring all these parties to the table and with a view to doing something that's good for Zimbabwe? Because right now, it's almost like the government is saying there's two classes of Zimbabweans.
Yeah,
Zimbabweans and the non-voting Zimbabweans.
Let me cut you at that point. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Let's get a caller. Slow baba umbong and stole. What's it going on? Baba stole, what's it?
Hey, siyaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. So ulubona njani udaba lolu lwe-diaspora vote? Siyawathi umthethwandaba sumelele ukuthi wethule isinqumo sokuthi bazavota abantu kumbe kabasoze bevote.
Mina ngendlela embona ngayo lokhu vele kuzokhonfuza abantu kakhulu. Into ekhona ukuthi abantu nje abangaphandle bekweZimbabwe kufanele sibatshele nje iqiniso ukuthi wonke umuntu ohambe wabhalisa ekhaya kufuneka ahambe ayovota ekhaya, noma leyo nto vele ekhulunywayo angeke vele ilethe izithelo ngisho nakancane. Izanu angeke isiyakuvuma lokho. Izanu lokhu yina liyana endala yena liyana vele ayizange ijike okuthi bathene betshela abantu bethi kune-government entsha, i-government entsha. Akuna-government entsha laphayako, lokhu kuyombana abantu vele abasebenza nomgaba 37 ezikulala ilizwe leliya. Manje baqamba amanga bethi ilizwe balivusa benzani, ayikho into abayenzayo. Bayazi vele bona ukuthi vele kwaba ihlila kudala lokhu. Abantu kufuneka bakwazi ukuthi bahambe baye ekhaya kuphela uma kufika ilanga lokuvota, bahambe bayovota ekhaya le wonke umuntu. Njalo futhi into okufuneka bayazi abantu ukuthi ngeke uvote ungabhalisanga ama-elections ekhaya. Yikho nje kuphela okufanele abantu bakwenze ukuthi bahambe manje bayobhalisa amavoti, njengoba nakade sivele sibakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahambe bayobhalisa amavoti, baqhubeke kanjalo. Ayikho nje vele indlela nje lokho nje bayelokhu bekhuluma izana ngeke ivume. Nje ukuyakhela le bakwezana uyazi ukuthi vele neva bakuvume izana lokhu yena leyane kamgabe. Njalo akusintanga lutho abantu, yinto into okufanele bayazi leyo. Asiqhubekeni nje ngokuthi silwele inkululeko yethu, sichange i-government enalezi elindala yena leyo eqhubeke kulali lizwe namanzi. Yikho nje kuphela okufanele sikulele abantu, sihambe siyekhaya siyovota.
Awubona ke mfoka Sithole, sibongile kakhulu, uhle watsha waqithisa konapho. Ungathini lo kusasa mnumzane?
Yabonga baba.
Yes, so what Mr. Sithole is saying is that there's nothing new in Zimbabwe. It's the same government, you know, that is in power, and he says nothing's going to change. If you have registered to vote, you must go home to vote. If you have not registered to vote, go home and register to vote. So I think he's arguing along those lines. So maybe let's go to
Mr. Moyo.
Yes, Dan Moyo.
Mr. Dan Moyo.
Yes, sir.
One thing that I've noticed over the years, actually, the issue of the money being sent home by those in the diaspora always props up. Are we blackmailing the government?
No, we are simply being realistic. That do not bite the hand that feeds you. If Zimbabweans are contributing immensely to the economy, to the GDP, the people in diaspora are contributing immensely to the GDP, why on earth would the government not embrace those people and give them the right to a vote? Because they are already contributing immensely. Even when things were tight in Zimbabwe and the economy had been grounded, we sustained that economy. We were the lifeline of that economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an insult to the people in the diaspora when we have to sit here and argue over something that is simple and straightforward. The country is benefiting a lot from us out in the diaspora. They should just come out in the clean that this is political because they want to hold on to power. And they, just like Mr. Kaoli said, that their fear is that they will be defeated because they know very well what caused a lot of Zimbabweans to be out here. They were driven out because of persecution, because of ZANU-PF rule. And therefore, it is only logical that those people will not vote for ZANU-PF.
Right.
And ZANU-PF is refusing with this vote simple to prevent and so that they can continue their hegemony and continue their hold on power.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir. We'll come back to you. We have a caller,
yes.
Mr. Duve.
That's quiet.
Mkoma Mnyaradzi Midzi. Magadiniko.
Hey, oh. Kufara magadiniko.
Aywa, tirinani. Kwa kadi ku South Africa kwa muri uko.
Aywa, kuri nani sako.
Kuri nani. Mwela utibatira nenye hai.
Ya, inda kani kila kufunza kuti. Kuri nga uti mwuzito wa nye hai. Yee kuhota hai. Mpani, kaila mwiti zizisewe kuti. Kukangati kini asita bumizwa kuhota.
Kana zvichinga zvanzi ndo zvinofanira kuitwa vachagadzirisa zvese izvozvo nokuti vanhu vanofanira kuziviswa saka zvicha ndinovona sekuti vanototi vashambadze vachiudza vanhu kuti vanoda kuziva ndezvipi vachivaudza kokuenda zvese izvozvo ndofunga zvinenge zvokazhiwa nezvavanenge vabvuma kuti vanoda kuita havangangotauri zvikangoperera mukoti mavo imomomo zvichabudiswa zvoenda kunze kuvanhu kuti vanhu vazive kuti vozvifambisa sei saka musatya zvenyu ngoramba makatarisira kuti tinzwe mituro yavo hongu
ndopedzisa nechiti ndakandikumbirawo kuti mudzidzise uyezve mutiudzewo kuti kuzvive nyaya dzekuti isusu vari diaspora kana tichinda kumusha kazhinji tinonetseka pabhodha muchidzidzisawo zvinodeclara zvinhu nezvisingadeclari here zvakamira sei tichiziva nokuti mari dzatobudisa tichinda pabhodha unosvika kumba usina chinhu
ehe iyo inyaya inoita sokuti ya iyo inyaya inoita sokuti haisiri mugwara medu nekuti nyangwe isuwo tichinda kumba ndozvatinenge tichingoona asi zvatingangokwanisa kuita ndozvongoti kana pane vamwe vedu vakateerera vanogona kutaura nenyaya idzi ngavatizivise tigokuudzaivo zvinenge zvataurwa navamwe vanoona matambudziko akaita samunotaura iwayaya
then ndopedzisira ndichiti hanzi mabhazi edu ekuti taakwira tichibva kana munomujobhe kana hanzi kana akafamba famba mberi uko hanzi unozoona kuti dzakunzwa hanzi takunzwi kutei mari hanizvi kuti ichokwadi here kana kutumira dzemawhatsapp tokumira kuti zvese zvomunge ndichitibetsera ndinotenda ndatenda zvao
iya hai tichangonzwawo kuti vamwe vanoti chinyi nokuti isu hatinyatsoziva nenyaya yakadaro asi tichanzwa kuti vamwe vanoti chinyi tigokuudzaivo kana pane zvatinenge tanzwa
Thank you so much to the people who are actually listening and watching us in this show. Lucky Mlilo, Pride Manga, Sundruza Pagat, who says, good and interesting topic. Suppose some Malunga, Virginia Matrebo, Langa Mangena, and others. So thank you so much. But Mumposh Lamek has got some advice. He says, come home and vote Matota. You know, so that's good advice.
Yeah,
so let's have your last word, Mr. Pilif Kaole. Your last word.
Yes, thank you very much, James. Let me to what this last speaker or last contributor has said. I'm arguing with Zimbabweans who are out there in the diaspora to come home and vote and cast their vote.
Thank you.
And stop crying foul.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We take our guest this evening, Mr. Pilif Kaole, a ZANU-PF activist, Ms. Belinda Chinowawa, affiliated to the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Mr. Bongani Ndlovu, a Zimbabwean living in Dallas, Texas, USA, and Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDCT. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off of this Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Chanono Kawande. We hope to see you right here again next time. Thank you and take care.